Nothing good happens without contrast and without polarity, in my personal opinion, because good can't exist without bad.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the show, Evans.
Thank you for having me, Lori. It's great to be here.
You know, what does that phrase mean, having me? Like,
yeah,
am I really having you right now? Like, I feel like that would make you a dessert or a hot dog of sorts.
Yeah, which would be delicious.
I don't know. Some people just gagged when I said hot dog. I'm talking about a tofu-y dog.
Yeah.
One or if you're in Chicago, let's just be really real. A good Chicago dog at the stadium.
With mustard. Because they don't do ketchup, right? Or do they do anything?
Oh, I think they do have rules on that.
There are certain rules.
So welcome back to the show, because here's the deal with the show. Yes. I have so many people who are like, wow, I just found this podcast, and they find this show first. So what I want to let you know about this particular episode is that this is like all, we invite in every ridiculous part of ourselves to kind of give ourselves some laugh therapy.
Yeah. Run free.
Run, be free.
Be
you know
free,
what I mean?
Let it
free
out.
Free the nipple.
Free that nip.
Yeah, free it. Or the butt cheek. Like, yeah. What's the difference?
There is none.
What if we all just had one circle cut out of our butt cheek and I was like, what are you looking at?
It's my free cheek.
It's a free cheek.
Yeah.
Cheek it up. All right. So as you can tell, this is all about being humorous and answering all of your questions. So I have my amazing co-host, Evans, who was my former assistant, now turned life co-host. Like, I'm kind of just cool. Like, when she's gone, I'm like, how do I do life without my co-host? Like, I feel like, you know, a little bit like how Kelly Ripa probably felt like getting different co-hosts, but now I have a,
now I have
a Regis.
I'm glad I'm the Regis. I love Regis.
Well, if you want to be Kelly too, I'll be Regis because I really like Regis as
well. I'd be Kathy Lee, to be honest.
We could be really any of them.
Yeah.
You know, Hoda's great too.
She's amazing.
She adopted a baby, I think, at a much older age, which so she's my inspiration.
I love that.
I'm just like, you know what?
You can always do that. You have to do what you want to do.
My baby will be like, Grandma? And I'll be like, no, it's your mom.
Nana?
No, it's your mom.
Oh, speaking of nanas.
Yeah, you're wearing bananas.
Oh, yeah,
today.
I am wearing a banana shirt.
You know what else? What? We have friends with the last name Bananas.
You do?
Yeah. So we would sing them. How did the song go? We'd be like, it is the Nanas, N-A-N-N-A-S. It. And we'd sing them that all the time. I don't know if they liked it as much.
I would love it.
You know what else? They just had an anniversary while we were like in town. And we, like, I got home and didn't even realize that I missed the opportunity to say happy nanniversary.
I can't believe you missed that, Lori. I really can't.
Next year, I'm putting it on my calendar. All right. So you just had a bachelorette party with a lot of naked men. Just kidding.
So many naked men.
Zero.
Nope. There were none.
All right. So how was that?
It was so fun. It was just a good recharge weekend with my girls.
So like, tell me all about what you did.
We rented a boat and we're on the lake the whole weekend. It was so relaxing.
What lake were you on?
I don't know if I'm going to pronounce it right. Ocoee? It's in Georgia, but it's not spelled that
way. Maybe not enough people know. So just go with what you want.
It's in Georgia and it was really beautiful. And we watched football and they threw me a cute little brunch. It was
You watched
so
football
lovely.
For your bachelorette party.
Well, the Alabama had their first game. Most of my friends went to Alabama.
Oh, you guys are huge college fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the belt of like college
Yes.
Craze.
Yes.
What'd you do during the game? Did you talk?
We would talk and guys would have hated it probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Or anyone who loves the game would have been like, if you could look at
how probably like a group of girls watches the game compared to guys. Yes. Like, oh my God, let's cheers every time that they go. We should get up and do like a little dance every time that they get a fresh set of downs.
A fresh set. Every time it's a fresh set.
It's like a fresh set of lashes or extensions. Let's celebrate. Maybe not.
It was just like that.
That's an LA group of girls.
Yeah.
Never mind. Been here a while. Just got new extensions and they're a little tight today. So pulling on my brain. All right. Okay. Speaking of, I got a different type of extension.
What? A brain one?
Basically, it feels like a bra for the back of my head. I don't know how I'm feeling about it. I do love it. They look better. But, you know.
What's your quote? Oh, my quote? Okay, it's about Grace.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Love her.
It's about this girl, Grace, that I love. Her. Grace will take you places hustling can't.
Amazing.
Interesting. I had to think about that
one.
Amazing
Grace.
Amazing Grace.
Say that again. That's really hitting home right now.
Yeah. Grace will take you places hustling can't.
Unknown. Man, that's true. Because just being easy on yourself really opens up. I think it opens up your mind a lot more for a whole lot of ideas to come in. Like, hey, if this feels really hard, like your journey is going to feel hard. It's what you're going to be in massive resistance. But if it feels like really hard and stressful, Grace says, well, is there another way to do it? In a more fun or easy way. Like, could you? Oh, this is beautiful.
What?
Grace invited you to this podcast for me. It really did. Cause I was like, this is not feeling as fun as it should. And Grace was like, what would make it more fun? And I was like, Evans.
And Grace, then I was like, hello.
Literally said Evans. And I was like, okay, Grace, I see you.
I like
and
Grace.
And then she showed up.
Grace is nice.
Yeah. So you have more in common with Grace than you know. All right, this quote is from Elizabeth Gilbert. It's love actually her. From the Oprah book that you recommended to me, by the way.
Do you love it?
Speaking of all good things, Evans, I love this book.
The I need Path to get Made the hard Clear copy.
By Oprah Winfrey. Just kidding. By this lady that no one's heard of. She's not free of wine, though. I know she likes herself a good glass.
Yes, all she right. does.
So I just love her. All right. Like, why do we love her so much?
But she's like everyone's beautiful mother.
Oh,
you
like,
know?
So I have really pictured hugging her like in my meditations. Mm-hmm. And it is honestly, if you're feeling lonely or a little down, just picture what she would say to you and hug you and smell her hair.
I bet she smells so good.
She does. She smells like sunshine.
Yes.
All right. She says, and this is part of the, this is from her book, but this is Elizabeth Gilbert.
Okay.
So Liz Gilbert says, she's talking about fear.
Okay.
She says, this is what she had to do to like really embrace it. She said, I had to say, I love you, fear, and now you go to sleep. I love you, anger, you're part of me, and now go to sleep. It's fine. I'm in charge now. I love you, shame, even you. Come into my heart and go to sleep. You're safe. I love you. I'm not leaving you. You're a part of me. You're a part of the family. You're never going to be away from me. I love you, failure. Come into my heart. Rest. You're so tired and you're so scared. You're just children. You don't know how the world works. I love all of you. I have space for all of you. And together, we're just going forward now. Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful.
Like, we just keep trying to run from it instead of being like, I see you. It's all good.
It's all
good. I see that you're freaked out. And you're wearing an ugly t-shirt today.
Yeah.
Go back to the closet. Put on your banana shirt.
Right.
Do like they're all just wearing like little monster shirts. And you're like, Evans is wearing a banana shirt today, by the way. If I didn't mention that. So go back to the closet. Put on your bananas.
Right.
Oh, we did mention that. We did a whole part on it.
But it should be mentioned again.
It really should because it's a great shirt. All right. Do we have a review of the week?
Yes. And it's really nice.
Oh, I just love the nice ones. I'm so glad you don't pick the bad ones. We're going to start out with our terrible reviews of the week.
With our one star.
Because we've got some.
Okay, first of all, this person's username is Girl in the Red Jacket, which is incredible.
I just love that. I pictured a members only jacket and like a really cool girl.
Oh, yeah. And she has cool shoes too.
Oh, for sure. Like Converse.
Oh, wait until you hear this.
I can't even wait.
Thank you for the life-changing lessons. I'm 16 and from Michigan. Your story really touches me personally.
Wow.
I've been struggling with low self-esteem for a couple of years now. One of my first steps to working on it was listening to your podcast. When I need something lighthearted and funny, I listen to you and Evans and Questionably Awesome. I hope to start my own podcast at the beginning of my school year. Thank you.
What? Oh my God. Okay. Tell me what your podcast is so that I can...
Seriously.
I can say, oh my God, this girl's amazing podcast.
Girl in the red jacket.
Girl in the red jacket. You go, girl. God, when I was 16, I was just a moron.
Me too. She's so wise.
Wow. I mean, I was... still funny.
Yeah.
But I was not self-aware. Doing, yeah, I was not self-aware. Can't say I was doing anything real great in the world.
Nope.
So you go, girl.
Seriously.
Can't even, it's like a future president right
there. Yeah. I can't wait to vote for you.
Can't wait to buy that same member's jacket. All right. Thank you. We're going to send you something awesome. So write an email to customer. So it's customer service at LoriHarter.com.
And we'll
send you just something freaking amazing. But I won't be sending you alcohol.
Nope, because you're for only a little 16. While.
But you tell me right when you turn 21, I'm going to send you some Jack Daniels. Just kidding. I don't even like Jack Daniels.
Some cute little wine.
I'm totally joking. You probably don't even like alcohol. Oh my God.
What?
Let's change the subject.
Okay. We have a lot of cool questions this week.
I can't wait because this is all about self-love. And I kind of want to hit so many of them because these are such relevant questions.
Yes.
So let's see if we can do... This is almost impossible for me
round.
To... It's. When people tell me they're like, Lori, I'm about to do a speed round. I'm like, good luck.
Godspeed, my friend.
Yeah, I'm long-winded.
Oh, we're doing it. You ready?
We're doing it.
Okay, this is from @Bree_Nicole. What does self-love mean to you?
Bree_Nicole. We're both going to weigh in on these. So what does self-love mean to me? It means the choice to stop betraying myself. So this choice to stop going against the things that I know are not loving me back and like really taking care of myself and allowing my authentic personality to come through. And this is going to be take the rest of your life. That's for sure. Because every single day I'm like, oh, betrayed myself right there. All good. And then Grace comes in.
Grace.
Yep. Grace comes in and says, that's okay. Try again.
I love that.
How about you?
I agree. Kind of an unconditional thing because you have to, you got to keep it self-love. It's so hard, but it's so important.
It really is.
Just acceptance.
Acceptance of all of it.
Of all of it. All the
of every,
good and bad.
Like little corner of you, of every single part. I'm always just like, you're human and you're imperfect. So just deal with all those crappy thoughts or whatever that is.
It's true.
It's true.
Next. That was fast. @GailGorgeous.
Ooh.
She is gorgeous. Gail Gorgeous. In your opinion, are self-love and self-acceptance the same thing? Why not?
Ooh. You really just tapped on this.
Man. Did I just say they're the same?
You said them in the same realm for sure.
Yeah.
I do think that they're really, 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 really close, if not the same thing, interchangeable for sure. Self-love and self-acceptance. I think they are completely the same
Pretty
thing.
Pretty similar, right?
But I think you could take self-acceptance to another place and just also like, bring in love around it. Like accepting and loving those fearful, anxious parts of you and being like, hey, there was a time when this actually has helped me. And there will be a time in the future when these parts that I think are ugly right now are actually super helpful. Because nothing good happens without contrast and without polarity, in my personal opinion. Because good can't exist without bad. It would just be bleh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I did something bleh today. And you're like, what does that mean? You're like, I don't know. I have nothing to weigh it against.
So true.
You just walk around like, how do I feel about life? Because what if there was only daytime? Like, you'd be like, oh.
You wouldn't know the stars.
You wouldn't know stars.
Or the moon.
Oh, it's terrible. And then so many people in California would have nothing to do because there'd be no moon ceremonies.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, all the moon ceremonies.
What would they be doing all day? They'd have to get a second job.
People love the moon ceremonies.
You know, they are very popular. There's not going to be a full moon that does not go by without it being like the moon is having its heyday right now.
Yes.
Like it's really in the spotlight right now. The moon is like, finally, people are. people are celebrating me after years of ignoring me and dancing around the sun. It's my time. It's my time to shine, son.
I can really picture it, to be honest.
I can too, because you know the moon has a face.
Oh, yeah.
So it's talking right now. It's like, ah, bring me a Cheeto. And it's eating Cheetos. Oh, Cheetos are good.
I love Cheetos.
So my mother-in-law is the snack queen.
Yeah.
Which sometimes I'm like, why are you the snack queen? And then when I'm home, I'm like, yes, she's the snack queen.
Yes.
I'm very excited about it sometimes.
Yeah.
Other times I hate it. But she's pretty good with the snacks. So she got these natural Cheetos. You guys, this is not an ad and they're probably not even that natural because they're still orange. So
the puffy ones?
Yes.
We had those this weekend.
Oh my God. How much did you love them? Especially because I have a feeling there might have been some spirits involved.
Yes. Yes. We can
let me clarify alcohol because yes. Some people really do invite spirits to their party and I live in LA.
We had those too.
You know?
Yeah.
Just partying with spirits and Cheetos.
Sometimes you just need a Cheeto puff, okay?
You know what? It's really it's really satisfying.
Yeah. Once a year. Whatever. You do you.
Once a year. You're good.
I exaggerated. That's okay, great. I'm a real person.
You're a real cheese puff person. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. This is from I Am Ruth Pozo. How to heal your relationship with yourself when you don't believe in the love you give yourself?
Oh, Ruth, this is such a good question. And I'm so glad that you asked because you're taking what feels like a core belief right now, which by the way, is just an adopted learned lesson of you watching someone else or never actually learning how to accept yourself, love yourself, or accept that life is a contrast of both. So in order, honestly, this is the craziest thing because in order to accept all the good in your life, you also have to accept the bad or you're always in resistance of the bad, even when it's good. So if you really want to let the good in, you also have to let the bad in because in any given time, if you're in the good, you're actually not there because mentally you're in fear of the bad. So you're always just like in resistance and fear. Mm-hmm. So back to the question one more time. Sorry.
How do you heal your relationship with yourself when you don't believe in the love you give yourself?
Amazing. You're not going to believe it at first. This is like anything. It's like me going, yeah, I'm going to start this company and it's going to be thriving. How do I believe that?
Yeah.
Like I'm not there.
Right.
I have never started something like that. Here's how I believe it. Every day, I'm willing to let go of the belief that I don't believe it. So I'm like, I'm willing to see myself as this person. And I feed the possibility over the fear. So you have to feed the acceptance and the love for yourself over the not love for yourself. So whatever you're not loving, you've got to actually say, I'm willing to choose to love myself right now. What is something that I love about me? Even if it's like, well, I just made a choice to change how I feel right now. Yes. Or wow, you know what? I have to do actions in order to love myself. So today I'm actually going to see how many people that irritate me that I can send love to and just smile instead. You start to become a person that you respect. So I think that respect is a huge part of loving yourself, like self-respect. And the only way to gain that is to start choosing to do things that you respect yourself for. That's a really huge
Lori, way that was to really good.
Well, thanks. I'm working on it right now as we speak.
Oh, amen. Same.
So I don't know. That's one way. It's just you have to literally choose again. Like keep choosing to be willing to love who you are and then change the thought in that moment. Like I just listened to this Joe Dispenza podcast. He's freaking amazing. But it's all just reprogramming. So you're going to be fighting the battle of the old thoughts and then choosing again. And then one day that's how the brain works. Eventually you'll be like, oh, it's easier to choose now.
Yeah.
It's all wiring.
It's a habit.
Habit. Totally. It's like, why do we forget that riding a bike was going at it every single day? Like playing the guitar, I can play two songs now, but this is after 7 or 8 months and it's still not even good. But the amount of time it took to get there, I'm like, wow, it is amazing how slow habits are built. It's crazy.
Yeah. I heard some, you know, that Michael Beckwith Agape guy? Yes,
absolutely.
That was a terrible description, but I really love him.
So Michael Beckwith is he's like a pastor preacher at a church called Agape.
Yes. And he's been on Oprah Super Soul.
Yeah.
And he has a book, but I can't remember what it's called right now. But he talks about habits and energies. And he's like, if you think about something like you brush your teeth every day, no problem. So what's the difference between choosing something good in your life every day? Or he words it a lot better than I just did.
But that's the truth.
It's the same thing.
It is the exact same thing. Like at one point, your mom had to be like, go brush your teeth, go brush your teeth, go brush your teeth, go like, no joke. Have you ever been around people's, well, some people have kids on this podcast, so I don't have to say people's kids.
Yeah.
You ever been around your kids and you're like, oh my God, do I really have to tell them to brush their teeth again?
Right.
Yes. So you have to now, adulting, let me tell you what adulting is.
What is it?
Adulting is just literally reparenting yourself.
Ugh.
Adulting is just a whole bunch of reparenting yourself.
Yeah.
So you're like, if I was a loving parent, what would I be telling myself in my mind right now? Like, invite your mom back in, but let your mom be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool mom.
Really cool mom. Not that our moms aren't cool, but let's just say like this I almost said 2016 mom, because apparently I'm stuck.
It's 2016.
Apparently that's going to just be the year. I would not want to go back to 2016.
Me either.
She was like awesome, but I'm just great with now.
Me too.
Yeah. You didn't have that banana shirt.
No,
in 2016.
Didn't.
Or did you?
Actually, I didn't.
Okay. I know I wore a shirt yesterday. This girl was like, oh, I love that shirt. I'm like, oh, thanks. It's like 10 years old.
Really? I love shirts like that.
I know. I was like, oh, this looks like a modern day shirt.
Yeah. It's 10.
It's 10. Yeah.
Do you want one more? 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got time. We got time, girl, because we are like flying.
We're just crushing this. Can you share a mantra or affirmation to help with negative self-thoughts? This is from @_rphillips.
You know, I want to know what you say to yourself when Evil Evans comes.
Ooh, Evil Evans comes a lot. And I guess I would have to tell myself, you had to pause, I think.
Yeah.
Sometimes I really had to catch myself and be like, first of all, why are you being such a jerk to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's ridiculous. You're so nice to everybody else.
Yeah.
Not all the time. We're all human. But Adam actually catches me on that a lot. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Why are you being so negative on yourself? Just stop.
Chris does that to me too.
Why do we do that?
Like, oh, am I secretly negative?
Yes. I feel like I get
no,
very negative.
No, you're not. You're human.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even say that to yourself.
But sometimes you just cross over that little bridge where you go to Dark Town and just got to catch yourself. And I guess a mantra would be, hey, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Say something nice.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm like, no, for real. I say that stuff to myself too. I'm like, hey, what is this serving? Like, why are you liking this right now? There's a little weird part of you that's like,
yes,
I'm either better or I'm making myself worse or whatever. And then you're like, I kind of just laugh. I'm like, oh, you funny human. That's so funny how we are. And then I'm like, what actually serves your happiness? And I'm so much on right now and just always, but really trying to be the match of what I want. So what are my desires? And I'm like, would this energy and frequency that you're in right now be the match to what you desire? And then if not, I'm like, here's something that I do to like really make it real. So if I look at these thoughts and who I'm talking about or whatever I'm doing, what's the match to this? Like what's going to cut like and pretend it's going to come that night or tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, this is a match for just like crappy feelings and crappy people. So I was like, no, I don't want to be the match for that.
And it's true because the second you get in that little negative mood is the second when someone like cuts you off in traffic and you're like, everyone's the worst.
Uh-huh.
So really, they're not.
Be the match for whatever you want.
That is great, Lori.
I don't know if it's great.
Be the match for whatever you want.
I'm going to receive all that.
I love it.
Sure. Hey, we've got these jokes right here from Shayna. They're very funny. So you guys, we came up into the podcast room and we had post-it notes with two jokes on them, which is so great because I'm terrible with, I remember like two jokes and they're both dirty. So
me
I can't
too.
Tell you. but these are clean.
These are clean and hilarious.
Yeah. Go.
Why do cows make bad listeners?
Why?
It goes in one ear and out the udder.
U-T-G-E-R. So great. Yeah, guys, you can use that at work today. Pretend it's yours if you want. It's not like a quote where you have to be, I heard this joke from blah, blah, blah. You can just be like, this is my
joke. That's my joke.
All right. What concert costs 45 cents to attend?
What?
50 Cent featuring Nickelback. I want my Nickelback. And we're like, oh, this is a great concert. It's so cheap.
Hey, 45 cents.
45 cents. Hey, it's 45 cent playing. No, it's 50 cent plus Nickelback.
That's my favorite voice right now. I don't know why.
Hey.
That's the moon.
It's like, it's the moon right now. It's finally my time. Give me a Cheeto. Oh, look at that ceremony and that one over there on the beach. So many crystals. I wonder why they think I like crystals. It's strange. I'm not really recharging them, guys. I'm just kidding, I am.
Okay. Oh. All right. Next cue.
Next
cue.
We got some time.
Yeah,
we're doing so good because we are just firing right through these, Evans.
At Stephanie Marie Fit, how do you learn to love yourself and not compare yourself to others?
This is the same practice all the way through. How do you deal with your fear? How do you not compare? How do you catch yourself? You pause, like Evan said, do you know what we need to do?
What?
We need to create gloves that are paws, like paw gloves, like huge bear paws or dog paws.
You pause.
And right when you notice that you're being crazy, you put on these huge fur paws and it stops you and you laugh and you like kind of pet yourself how dogs
do.
You
feel
really cute. Yeah. Do you know when dogs rub their face with their paws like that? And you're I can't resist. And you rub your face like that. And you're like, I'm pausing. And it will get you out of that mood so fast. And we'll call it the pause.
And everyone around you will love it.
Oh, they will love it. And on the back of those, because you know you have to use the back of your hand when you're rubbing your face like that, like dogs do.
Yeah.
So they don't probably scratch their eye out.
Right.
It will have buttons that activate like recordings that are like, I love you. You're amazing.
You're
choose
doing a
again.
Good job. Choose again.
Have a full moon ceremony. You're going to feel great.
I would buy those.
I would literally be like, hold on, and pull them out of my purse. And they're like, why are you wearing those? I'm like, I wasn't loving myself. So I had to pause.
We have to make pause. Oh, those have got to be on Etsy somewhere.
Oh, well, if they're not, we just started another business.
Laura, you nailed it.
Oh, man. So it's the pause. And it's just choosing, it is choosing again. Like different thought. You guys, I can't tell you how many times I'm on a run. And like, we're humans. So something scary will come into my mind. I'm like, oh my God, what if something happened right here? Or, oh, I'm going to go run past these people. Or what if someone decided to do this right now? Or blah, because I'm in LA. Like I can run through crowds sometimes, like, because it's just, you know, high time season. And I'm like, stop. I literally say, stop it. Like, what? Yeah. How do you want to feel? Choose again. Don't think those thoughts. Like, you're safe. You're fine. God's got your back. Mm-hmm. Choose again. And I'm always like, oop, sorry, God, take that one. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, and I'm like, oh, that's so funny. Look how human I am. That's so cute. I'm like, that's so, like, really, I like try to parent and love myself. I'm like, that's okay. That's so normal. I'm like, God, take the wheel. Take the wheel.
Normal.
I want to feel good.
And it's great that you're being cautious.
Yep, totally.
You can be cautious, but still be safe and not
absolutely
fearful.
100%. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think that there's always, you know, some people are like, yeah, but you don't know. You don't know.
No, you don't
so
know.
So that's where, you know, fear is asking you to have some more faith, like strengthen your faith practice, whatever that is. Maybe that's more prayer. Maybe that's more meditation. Maybe that's more church. Maybe that's more Bible. Maybe that's more full moon ceremony.
Yeah, maybe it's more crystals.
Maybe it's more crystals. Strengthen it.
Strengthen it.
You know what? You need some more rose quartz. Because your heart is weak, right? Your heart chakra is weakening.
Yeah, get your rose quartz and put it out.
Yeah, make a shield.
Yeah.
Your rose quartz avenger.
Wait, you know what Liz Gilbert said about fear? I think it was from that thing
say?
That
Please
you
tell
read.
Me.
It was so good. She talks about fear being kind of like the toddler in your car.
Oh, you really do have a rose quartz.
I guess I do.
Sitting right here on the table. That's hilarious.
It's so pretty.
Okay, so fear.
Fear is like the toddler in your backseat. Mm-hmm. It's always welcome in your car, mm-hmm. but your toddler doesn't control where you go or what route you take.
Ooh,
you love it.
So good.
But you're like, hey, I'm actually the driver here.
Well, sometimes your toddler is a psycho.
Yes, and they'll be like, seat. You're going to need to go this way right now.
Yeah. And you're just like, you know what? Mom still has to be mom and I still have to be up here.
Yep.
in charge and you're being crazy, but you just like got to take a deep breath and yes. be like, apparently this toddler is just going to give me hell.
Yeah.
And you I'm going to choose again.
You love it.
I'm going to get out of the car and choose to not hurt everyone.
I don't know how people do it. Toddlers, you're awesome.
I don't either. I'm going to get, you know what? I think fear just needs a good nanny.
Exactly.
Oh, what if we could like step into the nanny and nanny our fear and separate ourselves from it? That's yeah. funny. I'd be like, I need
nanny your fear.
Nanny your fear. Nanny the shit out of your fear.
Because it's not welcome here.
No, it's not. And a good nanny will probably react much better than I would. So Same. That's what you have to be like, oh, I'm going to, what would my nanny do? It, no, yeah. not just like a bad nanny. Like not like really orphan good. Annie's nanny, but like super nanny.
Super nanny, like from the TV show that,
TV
that
show.
Cleaned it all up and made everything good.
Do you know what it is? The only thing that made her good?
Her accent.
Her accent.
She was basically saying the same thing, but really beautifully.
Talk to your kids in an accent. All these parents and all these moms, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm not a mom, but I'm just going to give you some parenting advice right now. You're missing the boat. Just talk yeah. in an English accent and your children apparently turn into amazing
little
school children
angels.
While they're at home. They go and they're like, what did you just say? I'm going to go put on a uniform and sit and I'm going to write a book, mommy.
Seriously. Those
you're
kids
just missing
misbehave.
The boat. I'm so sorry, you guys, but you can send your check to Evans and Lori at supernanny.com. Nanny yourself.
Yeah, nanny yourself and pause.
And that's, pause.
That's the
God,
mantra.
We're going to make so much money off
I know,
of these
I feel
ideas.
Really successful.
I literally just feel like money banks right now. All right, so I think we're going to wrap it.
Yeah, I think that was great.
You got a bow?
My bow is love yourself.
Love yourself. And we're going to leave it at that because honestly, you got to choose to love yourself. So I don't, that yep. should probably be on a t-shirt. Like, I don't think
yeah.
I've seen that.
RuPaul says, how are you gonna be able to love somebody else if you can't love yourself?
That's so true. And I just want to throw one thing in here that I was really, really thinking about. Like when people are like, I don't know how to love myself. And you have loved ones, like you're not going to love them in the way that you are supposed to. You're just not. I know this is recycled and said a million times, but it's just the truth. And it's not fair for me not to love these amazing people in my life because mm-hmm. I am holding back love for myself. And when you go and you discover who you are, like, I mean, if you really love Adam, you'll go choose to love yourself. If I really love yep. my husband and my friends and all of the amazing people in my life, I will choose. Waffles just wants to be a part of this
yeah,
interview.
She's loving herself
I will choose
right now.
To love myself. So you guys, sending you so much love. Waffles says hello. Evan says goodbye. Until next time, have an amazing day.
Yes.
And life. Choose
and
again.
Choose again.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.